Mrs. Goose's Party. I think I will have a party, said Mrs. Goose to herself. Yes, I will have a party this afternoon at 3 o'clock. I will ask Mrs. Squirrel, Mrs. Rabbit, and the 3 ducks. So Mrs. Goose began to get ready for the party. She quickly swept and dusted her house. Then she began to think about what she would have to eat. I believe I will have sweet cookies and some cocoa, thought Mrs. Goose. It is a hot day, and I will make some ice cream, too. She flew into her tiny kitchen, and soon she was as busy as a bee, making the cookies and cocoa. Then she made the ice cream. For 2 hours, Mrs. Goose worked in her clean little kitchen. She stopped to fan herself now and then, for it was very hot in the tiny room. When everything was done, Mrs. Goose saw that it was only 2 o'clock. Oh, she said, it is just 2 o'clock. The house is clean, and everything is ready for the party. I shall have time to sit down and rest for almost an hour before I dress for the party. Mrs. Goose took her fan and sat down to rest in a nice, soft chair. She was so tired that she soon fell asleep. Mrs. Goose slept until almost 3 o'clock. When she woke up, she jumped from her chair. Oh, dear me, she said. Did I fall asleep? Now I must hurry and dress. Mrs. Squirrel, Mrs. Rabbit, and the ducks may come at any minute. I'll fly upstairs and put on my new blue dress. I don't want to be late at my own party. Mrs. Goose rubbed her feathers with her yellow bill until they were smooth. Then she took off her apron and put on her new party dress. She turned this way and that way in front of the looking glass and thought she looked very fine. It was now past 3 o'clock. I'm glad they didn't come at 3, said Mrs. Goose. Now I can sit down again, but I must stay awake this time. Soon Mrs. Goose went to the window. She did not see Mrs. Rabbit, Mrs. Squirrel, or the 3 ducks. She kept looking to see what time it was, and she wondered why her friends did not come. At last she went to the front door and looked down the road. Oh, my, she said, how late they are. I hope they won't forget. Just then she saw 3 ducks going down the road toward the pond. Mrs. Goose hurried after them. Hello, she called, aren't you coming? The ducks stopped and looked at her. Coming where? They asked. To my house, to my party. To your house, to your party, said the 3 ducks in great surprise. We didn't know that you were going to have a party. Didn't I ask you? Said Mrs. Goose. No, answered the ducks, shaking their heads. You didn't ask us. Oh, dear, said Mrs. Goose. Then I didn't ask Mrs. Rabbit or Mrs. Squirrel. I was so busy making cookies, cocoa, and ice cream to eat that I forgot to ask anyone to come to the party. She began to cry. Oh, dear, she said. All those good things to eat and no party. Oh, dear. That's too bad, said the 3 ducks. Can't we come now? Yes, yes, answered Mrs. Goose. And please go and get the others. Don't stop to dress up. Come just as you are. Off ran the ducks. In a few minutes, they came back with Mrs. Squirrel and Mrs. Rabbit. At 4 o'clock, they were all eating the cookies and the cocoa and the ice cream. Mrs. Goose laughed with joy. This is a real surprise party, she said.